I think it only makes sense that we bring in a wildly straight male who has never had period poops to get your hot takes.
Let's go home. Good morning, Latvia. Welcome back to Wild Till 9. I am your host, Jeremy Lewis, and this is girlfriend. My somewhat other half that happens to be the better one.
Okay.
Girlfriend.
I was like, where's this going? I was going to let you just, you know, suffer kind of sit in here. Silence. You had to sit here and just doing what it was going to
be. Sit here and just insult you, mm-hmm. like as if anyone finds mm-hmm. that adorable or cute or appealing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what? On the Wild Till 9 TikTok, which one? We've been getting some Jeremy slander because we made a pact at some point saying that if we hit 10,000 followers on the TikTok, that you would have to do some kind of TikTok on the TikTok.
I think there was a time limit on that. I'm pretty
and
sure.
And it expired?
Yeah.
Was it actually the 1 year mark?
Well, how many followers do we have?
I think over 10K, because I've been seeing some slander.
Some slander?
Some slander.
Well,
let's see.
If it's true, it's not slander. Also, yeah.
You're right. Also, so just some.
Also, it would be libel because it's written.
Oh, shit. 26,000.
Why do so many people like us?
Unsure.
Okay.
TikTok is so funny because, like, sometimes one will just go super viral and no one will know who we are.
Right.
And they'll be like, ew, this is why couples shouldn't have podcasts.
Ew, this is why you shouldn't have an opinion.
Oh my God.
So people are being mean to me?
No, they're not being mean. They're like, Jeremy, where the fuck is my dance? Where the fuck is my TikTok dance after 10,000 followers? We have...
Why did I say 10,000?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a very attainable number.
Yeah, that's a very attainable number, especially on TikTok.
I don't know if I believe that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's true.
We'll have to roll the tape back at some point.
You know what? We don't have time. So we're tight on time today.
Uh-huh.
But
okay,
maybe.
So, Tillys, I task you with finding in the earlier episodes, probably within the first, like, I don't know, couple months of episodes, if there was a certain benchmark. And I want to say that we didn't put a time frame on it. But if you want to go back and if you literally have nothing to do.
Welcome back, guys. So excited you're here for us. This is the first podcast episode that I've done in like the last month that I've had a full night's sleep before.
I was just thinking that. I was like, oh, you are a little bit revived today.
I'm usually like particularly exhausted by the time it comes around.
Yeah.
And I figure out how to get through it. But this episode, mm-hmm. V excited.
This is the one.
This is the one.
This is the best episode
it's
yet.
Big week for us.
Big week.
We had a busy week last week. We have uh-huh. a few more busy days, uh-huh. but we're headed to New York. To
New York.
Do you know, can we say that we're with Wilson?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? They would love the free promotion that I have given them. I contractually am only obligated to do 6 Instagram stories. I've probably done 10 and 2 vlog shout outs and now a pod shout out for them. They are really getting their money's worth.
Well, it's weird because I am actually the one who uses a Wilson racket.
I use a Babolat, I think, right?
You do. But I use Wilson.
But Wilson, literally just give me a free racket. You don't have to pay anything. I'll just take the free racket.
They already did.
What?
They already did.
Yeah, but it's a fancy one. We have beginner rackets, I think. Like our tennis coach gave us.
No, it's just not laced.
No, it's a fancy one though.
It's a fancy one?
It's a fancy one.
Give me that one, then I'll play with it.
Okay, you can have the fancy
one. I'm not afraid of this fancy one.
I'm scared of the fancy
one. Anyway, I want my own racket.
Okay.
Damn it. And if they don't send it to me for free, I'll buy it and pretend like they did.
On the call today, they actually were like, oh, like, so there's like the little Wilson, like shopping suite. Like we want you to go around and like pick an outfit out or whatever. They also have menswear. So your plus one, Jeremy, like if he's excited about that, go ahead and just like do it. You know, you can do a little fashion show, a little try on.
God,
with
I
him.
Should change my Instagram handle to plus one, Jeremy.
Plus one, Jeremy.
That's funny.
That is funny.
That's funny. I should go get that account. That could
plus
be my
one
not,
Jeremy.
You know, you're not Lord DIY
yeah,
account.
Yeah, your Finsta.
That's gonna be my
plus one
Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's good. You better get it before we post this, or else someone will grab it.
You know, goddamn well,
I'll get
there.
Let me see if someone has it.
Oh, I'll get, plus one. No way.
Plus one, Jeremy.
Yeah. No. No.
So we're saying like
PLUS.
Do you want the number one or the spelled out one?
I think PLUS one is in the number one, Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Yeah, because Jeremy Lewis is taken.
Ah, plus one, Jeremy. 48 followers. 12 following. Let's try plus one O-N-E, plus one Jeremy.
That's not as funny.
You don't think, yeah, you're right. The one looks better.
It looks way better.
But.
That one's available?
Plus one available.
All right, let me go reach out to this plus one Jeremy and see how much of a remortgage I'll have to do on the house.
He hasn't posted a single photo. He does have a display photo, but hasn't posted a single photo. So I think that there is a price.
We know the guy for this.
We do know a guy.
And by the guy, we know the woman for this.
We know the woman for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Moose is going to get comfortable real quick.
I know. So we're having a moment here where we're doing a little blanket diggy moment. Yeah. Okay. We're settled in.
There's that.
It's good enough.
Super excited. It's going to be a big week.
We've talked about, it is. I was going to say, we've always talked about how like, I don't thrive in New York.
I thrive.
I know you thrive in New York. I'm excited though. I feel like this trip, I'm excited for this is the most excited that I've been for a New York trip in a very, very long time. Like outside of not having been in New York because of like COVID.
Right.
We just like, this has been the most exciting trip in a while.
I'm fucking stoked.
Yeah. You know what I'm not excited for in New York? And it's, the hotel rooms are so itty bitty because it's just like just New York things. Everything is like so compact. And like living in a small hotel room with 6'4 Jeremy is a task.
See, I used to have, and I lost this in the last relationship. Mm-hmm. I did. I used to have a person's house that I would go and I was in New York and I would just crash with them.
Yeah.
And they were rich as fuck. So it's like,
They have space. Yeah.
And so like way better than any hotel. And like, I'll clean my own bed and do my own things, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need all that. I just need,
a little bit of your space.
I feel very large in New York.
You are large in New York. Yeah. Like, and it doesn't even matter like how nice the hotel is. Hotel rooms are still fucking teeny.
I genuinely think that there's like contractors have to go in and do custom builds and everything. Because like there have been times where I'm like sitting down on the toilet and my knees are touching the door. And I'm like, there's no way that this is, like, if there's code, right. This is not it.
This is not meeting the code.
Yeah. But I also think that New York's one of those places where like, when they want to do a new build of any sort, and by new build, as in if it was new in the 80s, 70s, 60s, 2000, 1904, there was somebody that paid off the guy to come in and go, is this acceptable? Can we do it this way? And they're like, sure, that'll work. Yeah.
That's fine.
Does the foundation work? Yeah. Oh, it's fine.
Good enough.
Yeah.
Good enough.
Otherwise, there's no way half that shit would actually like have made it to air.
Yeah. I'm having a really hard time packing with this trip because we don't know what we're doing and it's stressing me the fuck out.
I was having a hard time thinking about what I was going to do. So you know what I did? I ordered a new suitcase.
Are you kidding me? We have suitcases exploding out of every...
I'm glad you bring this up. Here's my problem. So I have a really great, nice, big suitcase.
Oh, you don't have a middle size.
And I have a really good, nice, big carry-on.
Yeah.
But you're not going to not check something in.
Oh, fuck no.
And I remember like the current one that I've been using that's like my medium check-in.
Yeah.
Is one that I was like, oh shit, my suitcase broke. I am at the airport. I need to, and I literally went and bought at the kiosk, like right before you would go in.
Yep.
One for like $17. Mm-hmm. It has been working wonderfully for 5 years.
Until it's not though.
Well, you don't realize how shitty like a shitty like wheel is until like you use like a regular suitcase again. You're like, why am I doing this to myself? Right.
It's like when you get the bummed the bum shopping cart at the grocery store and you're like, oh.
Yeah. Right. So I got
sounds like the Wimowa.
MOWA.
A Wimowa.
Because apparently they're supposed to be able to be repaired at airports all over the place. So we'll see.
That's so nice.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I'm having a really hard time packing. I have 5 pairs of shoes packed so far.
Necessary.
For 3 days.
Wonderful. Necessary. Yeah.
I'm really struggling. We have 3 nights there and we don't have plans, which means that we're going to have to find plans. And that means that like...
What do you mean we don't have plans? I feel like I have so many like things that we're like going to do at some point.
Yeah, we're going to do at some point. But like if we do 2 different things at some point each day, that's 6 outfits. And then I want options for those. So it's like I basically need 12 outfits. And then like, I'm having a real hard time packing for this trip.
You're having a real hard time with math too. But yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I think we'll do? It'll be fine. Also, New York's like, you can just show up. Like dress a little bit nicer than you would here and you'll be fine.
I would say it's a lot nicer than here.
Depending on what you're doing. Yeah.
Like here it's like you can roll up in sweatpants and like Jordans and a tank top and like... That works here.
The wealthiest people in LA that I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. I mean, the wealthiest. Every billionaire I've ever been in the presence of in Los Angeles is wearing sweatpants.
Yeah.
I've never seen a billionaire in Los Angeles that is not wearing something that I could wear walking out of a gym.
Yeah. Spook, that's what I'm trying to, manifest in my style choices. My athleisure wear is what I'm trying to manifest.
Whatever gets you to $1 billion status. And then I get to stand and dress whatever I want to next to you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
Wonderful. Plus one Jeremy.
Plus one Jeremy.
It's a brand. Speaking of a brand, blankets are coming soon.
Blankets are coming. September 21st. Mark your calendars. Is that the next?
No. Do you remember the 21st night of September?
The 21st night of
September. That was an Earth, Wind, and Fire reference. That's, never mind. Uh-oh. Do you remember the?
No.
Sorry.
Too young.
It's fine.
Yeah. Sorry.
Except for, it wasn't the 21st. Wait, hold on. I got to find this out.
Did you fuck up like the?
Well, I know it wasn't the 21st, but it's, do you?
So anyway, the blankets, September 21st.
Are you excited?
I'm so excited.
I 25th. Like, 25th night of September.
Oh.
The song September. I'd play right now, but we just get copyrighted by God only knows who.
Got it. This isn't an exciting metaphor to me. I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
The song September by Earth, Wind, and Fire?
You have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes, you do.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well.
You sound like an old person where you're like, you've heard this song before.
You have. Guaranteed.
I don't think I have. Anyways, the blankets, September 21st.
They're super soft.
They're so thick.
And a couple things that comes with each one of them. Mm-hmm. So we actually, Moose snuggles himself in every single blanket.
Yes.
Before it leaves the FanJoy warehouse.
Right.
Yeah, everyone.
And so, you know, the best blankets will have the most bonus fur on them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. From the natural shed.
Did you ever do your own merchandise, like out of your house?
I started a phone case line once.
I heard about this.
Yeah.
It reminds
it's
me
called
of
Lucky Deer Cases.
Remy's skincare line.
Yeah. Well, no, that was through a partner, like a partnership.
Yeah, I was kidding. I'm just pointing out that they both started and ended very quickly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I like broke even and I was like, fuck this. This is so much work. I will never do this again.
I mean, well, I don't know why you were like, I'm going to conquer phone cases.
Oh, yeah. I have no idea. It was so long ago. Like it was probably my second year of YouTube or something.
Got it.
And I don't know, cute phone cases, especially in Canada, were just hard to find at that time. So like, we didn't have like Amazon the way that we do now and have Etsy. Like you kind of had those kiosks in the middle of the mall. Like that was kind of what your options were. And I was
you're like,
so
I can beat
it.
This.
Yeah, I was like, I can do better than this.
Okay.
I can do better than this. And so I started a phone case company.
And rest in peace.
Rest in peace. I still have a bunch of them though. I was like, this is a moment in time right here.
The blankets are coming out.
Blankets are coming out.
I know you've done your damnedest to make them as high of quality and as cost effective as possible.
Genuinely, I don't know if we actually take profit on this.
Oh, good. That usually means it's going to fit it just in line with everything else.
With everything else that we do.
Although I did enjoy the fact that business management asked if we'd like to start taking money out of the account.
That was really nice.
That was nice.
That was exciting.
That's huge.
Yeah. They were like, we got some money. Do you want to like take some of this out?
Would you guys like to make some money? And we said, better keep it in there.
Yeah. It's okay.
We'll go through a dry period soon.
Exactly.
Yeah. 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 They'll catch on to us.
So will you prep the people? Because I feel like it's better.
You want me to sell them on it? Are you afraid of the price? You're scared?
No, I'm not scared of the price. I just want to give people time to like prep so that
what
they
day is it
know
coming out?
The 21st.
Ooh, that's a mistake. Rookie move.
Why?
Because if you want a price point that really reaches people, you hit them on the 16th, right after payday.
The 16th? Is that when everyone gets paid? The 16th? Is it the second?
The first and the 15th?
The first and the 15th?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
I haven't had a regular job and I don't know.
Yeah, that you really showed it there. Yeah.
Well, I think I get paid once a month.
You think you get paid?
I think I get paid once a month.
Okay. And who pays you?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I really have no idea.
Anyway, yeah.
Mr. YouTube.
I would have done. So everyone who gets paid on the 15th is going to save $60. Because $60 is going to be what the blanket costs. And that's, you're going to have to build it into your expenses this month.
Build into the expenses, $60 plus shipping.
Woo! Oh, now we're asking a lot.
Yeah. Well.
No, we're not asking. You know why? Because I've seen how and felt how soft and how much you've obsessed over this blanket. And for us to make $0 at $60 seems like a wonderful deal.
Also too, like I will say, like we're FedEx, UPS, whatever. We have a panty boy over here.
That's okay. Keep going.
We, the blanket is heavy and she is thick and she is, oh, mummies. Oh, this is one of those moments where if you are on the audio side, I need you to come back to the video side later on. We just get some breathing.
Ready?
Ew, that was like some bubby's mouth ASMR.
It's a nice little.
That's a, yeah. a nice little.
Everyone should get the blankets.
Go get the blankets.
We wish they could be cheaper, but they can't be. So we with quality.
I wish we could ship them for free, but we cannot.
Well, see, if you just got a little tissue thin blanket, we would have been fine.
Yeah, here's the issue. Because it's a good ass blanket, the shipping is not free.
Right, free.
It's not free. If you wanted a little Kleenex ass blanket, that shit could be free, but it's not. It's not a Kleenex ass blanket.
Well, let's get into the meat and potatoes of this pot, huh?
Wait, it's going really well.
So is there like is a link ready? Do we have a pre-sign up or is it just like?
I think she just goes when she goes.
She goes when she goes?
She goes when she goes. She blankets when she blankets.
She blankets when she blankets.
No, I'm sure we'll pick a time. It's probably like I don't know, 9 a.m. Should we just call it 9 a.m.? We can call it 9 a.m. a.m.
It's 9 a.m. one time zone. We don't know which one yet, but it'll be sometime.
No, 9 a.m. PST, 12 p.m. EST.
I think it's PDT right now, actually.
What's PDT? I saw that on a calendar invite. What the fuck's PDT?
Well, daylight saving time and non. I think it's PDT correctly.
Right, because some places don't do daylight savings.
That could be it's a hot topic among 6-year-olds.
Right. Okay. So 9 a.m. Fuck, you got me all fucked up. 9 a.m. PST.
Just say Pacific time.
Pacific time. California time.
9 a.m. PDT. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
21st of September, 9 a.m. PST.
Anyway, and 12 p.m. EST. Super fucking excited. Comment, liked, all the things below if you're going to get one. And if you're not going to get one, well, once again, we don't want to hear negative feedback.
We actually don't want to hear that you think they're too expensive.
Yeah.
But I will say, okay, Barefoot Dreams blankets, I think are $120, which are like the blankets of all blankets. Like blanket aficionados everywhere respect the Barefoot Dreams blanket because it's so goddamn. So when I sleep with every night, as like my third layer, because Jeremy makes us sleep in the Arctic. It's the third layer that I have on the bed and it is so damn soft. I think Kim Kardashian actually got sued because she tried to like steal like the technology behind why it's so soft.
I don't know if that's necessarily, I mean, maybe you're that level, like they'll run after you legally, but like it's hard to patent.
They did it.
Well, they did it,
and they crushed the Kardashians. So anyways, we didn't steal anything from Barefoot Dreams, but I'm just trying to use the example of that's a good ass blanket.
What are you doing for us? Why are you setting us up for this failure?
I actually think the Wild 09 blanket is better than the Barefoot Dreams blanket.
Okay.
That's fleece.
I mean, that's a bold statement.
It's a bold statement, and I'm willing to stand behind it.
Until they send us a cease and desist.
No, it's not the same. We didn't steal any. They feel totally different.
Right. Totally.
Totally.
But ours is better.
Ours is better.
I get it.
Yeah. If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's JUVEDERM.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history to severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or take medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hop into the meat and potatoes here.
The meat and potatoes. So I filmed a video today where and it's a series on my channel where I do youtube.com/WhatDIY.
Nope.
/WhatDIY vlogs.
This is not your channel.
It's a series where I do like girl talk. And so I'll answer just like questions that girls feel are like a TMI type of question.
Got it.
Or they feel like Google doesn't actually provide you a proper answer because Google has not had the period poops the way that a regular female has. So they don't know.
And let's be clear. I don't know either. So
do you know that you get period poops?
You have made it very clear that you get period poops.
Right. So you've experienced the period poop.
I've like the tertiary
of the period poop.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a real thing. And we really truck through it as females every single period. It's real. And I just want everyone to know that I see them and their period poops.
Okay.
But I don't want to actually see them. Like if I see a fucking picture in my DMs of someone's period poop, I will pluck you so fucking fast. The moment I said, I see you, I was like, uh-oh, this is not going well.
Well, we have a title for this episode, but great. Okay.
So anyway, how can I be of assistance? It's a series where I answer questions just like my personal experience and like conversations that I've had, and also just being a 28-year-old female who has sex and periods and period poops and all the things. And
is it just sex and period poops?
Yeah, those just the two sex things? And period poops, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. A little bit of shaving, a little bit of birth control, a little bit of like hormonal acne and like why are boys so dumb conversations. Mm-hmm. You know, the like.
So how am I going to help with this conversation?
So anyway, there are just so many questions. And after filming it, I was like, there are still so many more questions that I didn't get to answer. So I think that
I
think that only makes sense that we bring in a wildly straight male who has never had period poops to get your hot takes.
Let's do it.
I can't wait to hear. I can't. So I screenshotted a bunch. I don't have, don't have a set order here, so we'll just fly through them as they come.
Let's just hit it.
Okay, so some of these are like where should we start? What kind of one? Here's a good one. We'll start with this one.
Okay.
Do you like pulling your hair out of your ass or just me?
Do I like pulling the hair out of my ass or just her?
Yeah.
Or him.
Or him. This is a girl thing. This is a specific girl problem though.
No, I think that's just them.
Just them?
Pulling it out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's weird.
So there's this problem that happens with girls and happens with all girls. And I actually don't know if you've ever heard this before by the look on your face, is that when you get out of the shower, mm-hmm. because like when you're conditioning your hair, it like runs down your back, obviously, right? Because you're washing your hair. When you get out of the shower and dry off, sometimes there's a long ass piece of hair stuck in your butt cheeks. And you...
Look at Moose right now. He's like, I want no part of this conversation. Hold on, we'll both do it.
Like coming out of my mouth, I was like, oh my God, this is genuinely the first time you've ever heard about like hair getting stuck between your butt cheeks.
Okay.
So you've really never heard that before? Like after like post shower, like you sometimes there's a hair stuck. Like I mean, it's not a butthole hair. It's a head hair stuck in your butt.
Right. But I'm a guy. I'm used to hair in an ass.
Yeah, but this feels different though because you have to pull it out.
Okay.
And so it's not in your body. Just like, it just feels weird coming out from between your cheeks.
Yeah, I understand. So is that what she's referencing?
Yeah.
Well, I'm supposed to just leave it there all day?
Well, she's like, do you like pulling it out or is it just me? Because it feels you're like, oh, that feels nice to like it for it to not be in your butt cheeks anymore.
I mean, I, as a guy, I can imagine what it would like to just pull a really long thing that shouldn't be there out. That would feel refreshing.
Exactly what she's getting to. Well, what a great start. Here's a good one. If I get the vaccine, will my coochie fall off?
Well, I don't think I've heard that as a thing. So
I think that it would just make your coochie super powered. Like you just have an immunized coochie that's ready to take on the world.
I don't know if we're in a position to be giving medical advice, but I don't think you'll have any issues with it falling off. I can confirm that.
That your coochie will stay on.
I feel confident
that your coochie will stay on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It will stay right where it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think your coochie only gets better after getting vaccinated, to be honest.
Okay.
How much is too much sex?
Well, it's a personal problem. So what is too much for somebody is not enough for somebody else.
Yeah, I know.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
There's some horny, horny, horny kids out there.
It's true.
There's also some very asexual kids out there.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough when that doesn't line up.
You know what's too much sex?
What's too much sex?
More than you want.
That's a great way to put it. That literally is too much sex.
Yeah, and you know what? The answer might be...
Oh, that was so cute.
That answer might be like a ton on Monday mm-hmm. and not so much on Tuesday. That's okay.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Listen, we're not robots yet.
Yet. I don't know if I know the answer to this one. Where's the weirdest place you've ever had sex?
Weirdest?
Yeah.
Let's see, where is the weirdest place that we have ever had sex?
I was going to say, because there's nowhere weird that I can think of.
The only one that I can think of is kind of weird.
Between us?
Yeah.
Do I want this on the podcast?
About to find out.
Right. If this just goes silent for the next couple of seconds, you'll know why.
You'll know why. Remember that time we were at a friend's like kind of gross house party?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's where I thought this was going.
Yeah. I think that's the weirdest place we've ever had sex.
Yeah, I think so.
Because it was like oddly spontaneous.
Yeah, it was.
And very weird for us.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like it was because it was reminiscent of like what a high school party
it totally kind of was. High school party vibes. You're so right.
And so we acted like children.
Yeah. Well, teenagers.
Well, grown adults that were acting like immature.
Yes. Yeah. That was a gross bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was.
Oh, the whole thing was gross.
The whole thing was
gross. The whole party.
And also like thinking about like post COVID, how more like germ aware I am thinking back to that. I'm like, oh my God.
Okay, buddy. Come on, Dano. Okay.
We got a Bubby's exit. Bubby's exit. And dismount.
Very good. Yeah. I think that was the grossest, like by far.
What's like the weirdest? You just totally refrain. I don't want to know who it's with. Just the weirdest.
Yeah, I wasn't going to tell you who. But like, what's the weirdest? Probably like in a field somewhere.
Oh, that's very high school.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like the like a weird.
Yeah.
A thing where like it would be like, I don't have a place to go to.
You know? I know like multiple people who like lost their virginities in like a shrub.
I don't know if I was necessarily in a shrub. But like I could like field-esque things.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
We had the bush parties. That's what they were called. Like in like the brush.
I'm about a bush party.
Yeah. It was like bonfire vibes.
Yeah. But I feel like growing up in Northern Illinois, that was the thing.
Yeah. That's definitely a thing. That's definitely a thing.
Yeah. I think I can also remember like trying to hook up when it's like really cold too.
Ooh, that's tough. No one likes that.
No.
No one likes that. Also, nothing to make you feel super secure, like a cold ween. Mm. Is he's barely in the shot.
Finn. Finnegan? Finwell?
That's better. That's so nice.
Okay.
Finn the friendly. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. I really enjoy that. Like, I answered so many of these today, but the ones that I didn't get to, you get to answer.
So these weren't winners for you.
There was just so many good ones.
Did you want to say the weirdest place you've had sex?
I don't know. I don't know. We do know a couple that had sex on a golf course once. A mini putt course, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, weird.
And we've been to that mini putt course, and there's not a lot of places that you could do that without definitely getting fined or ticketed or thrown in jail or something.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, at least you're going together.
That's true.
Yeah.
But they can be separated.
Yeah. In jail. I guess the thought of just like doing that alone, be like, I'm weird and creepy. But like if you do it with like your girlfriend, you're like, we shouldn't have done that.
We're weird and creepy.
Yeah.
Misery
loves company.
Oh, okay. I got a lot of questions about this, about a common theme of boyfriends and males not caring about girls finishing. Ye old common tale of the selfish man. So this one specifically, is it normal to have a boyfriend who won't go down on you?
I didn't used to.
Until what age?
29. No.
Oh my God. I was like, what?
No, I just think it's like a common, I think that is the result of a lack of conversation that should be had earlier.
Within the couple?
Before the couple. It's like, to me, that being like unlocked and or something that was part of my like love language, like whatever.
Going down on a girl's part of your love language.
I didn't speak that language probably longer than I should have.
Right. Yeah. So we weren't proficient in that language for a long time.
Yeah. I don't know what the click of like, oh, that's why that happens or whatever. But like, I think that was just like a lack of just caring.
100%.
Yeah.
Well, 'cause I feel like selfish high school guys, like don't give a shit about that kind of stuff. Because also I feel like for a lot of guys, the perspective is not that going down on a girl is like a flex.
Right.
And I feel like that's like the narrative that like makes it not as common.
Well, I think like in general, guys are pretty concerned with their own well-being. And when you're hypersensitive and hyper like focused on that, you're not really thinking about anything else. And so until that shifts, I think you're just like worried about yourself and everything else is like.
So an age thing or a maturity thing?
Yes.
Got it.
Because I think some dudes, it could be super early on or it could be super late. It wouldn't really matter. It's just like, what day did you wake up and go, it would be nice if when she thought about me, she didn't think about it, just how selfish I was. And until like that thought happens and it clicks and you actually care about it, you're not going to make a change.
Yeah. I feel like there are probably a large handful of bros that are still waiting for that change.
Yeah.
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 And sad, unsatisfied women.
Well, once we get done with free the nipple, let's get onto that one.
I don't know what the little tagline here is. Okay. Got a
keep men accountable.
What?
Keep men accountable.
Okay. Here's a two-parter. What do you do when you have a boyfriend who doesn't try to get you to orgasm? And then part two is that it is okay if you just do it yourself afterwards.
Okay. And this is a question for me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. What do you mean? I don't have to answer any of these.
Oh, okay. Great. Yeah. What do you get? So let me defend him and then let me persecute him.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Let me defend him in the sense that I think that if he doesn't care, right?
Uh-huh.
Then I think that there's really two versions of this. He doesn't know how.
I was going to say, I feel like you think of all the movies where like he has a great time. He finishes like, how was that? Like, did you finish? And the girl's like,
Right. So I think there's like that and doesn't know whether it's like, he doesn't know how to, or he doesn't know that he needs to do that. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which is both bad for their own reasons.
Yeah.
But like, I think it's more forgivable to, well, they're both pretty bad. But like, generally speaking, like there's that part of it. Or like, I guess so then you have to figure out like, does my partner not know, right? Is he just not aware? Is he aloof?
Mm-hmm.
Or does he not care about me enough or about women in general enough to think that's part of like something he needs to do or at least try for, right? Or at least work for, right? Because once you figure out which one of them like those are, then you can attack the situation very differently.
Do you think if high school you finished having sex and the girl rolled over and like wanted to just finish herself next to you, would that make you feel wildly insecure?
Yes.
Oh, so that's the move then.
I didn't say that.
That's the fucking move.
But I am saying that like had I got done and also—
Because you would feel so in, you were like, oh, I was like, that was not enough. That was insufficient. Like I didn't do what, I didn't perform.
Yeah. And also probably not saying anything and just like, okay, then I guess I'll just finish then. Okay.
Oh my God. I would, that just like, I'm not even being in that situation. I was like, ugh, God.
Or even like, can you give me some space?
Oh my God. Heartless.
Yeah. Sorry guys.
I think, and maybe people just need to hear this more times. Do guys really care how the vagina looks?
No.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Just short of it having an arm and coming out and grabbing you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you do, then, you know, maybe seek some help. I don't think I could, if my life depended on it, if you had a lineup of everyone I've ever seen, I don't think I could match one.
Really?
Yeah, no.
You couldn't pick out my cooch from a line of other cooches? Are you saying that my cooch is not special?
Lauren. I'm talking about the unimportant things. I'm not talking about you. You would never be put in a lineup.
Sweating.
But even still, like, yeah, I think it would be very difficult.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. And so they're just staring at it.
That's true.
Yeah.
I wonder. Yeah. I don't know.
What do you wonder, Lauren?
Nothing. Next question. Why are guys not educated in periods? It's so fucking stupid. I don't know what class guys need to be forced to take to like understand what it is, but I feel like, and you jokingly do this too, is that like when I'm like, babe, you asked me a tampon, you're like, what?
Did you want to just call me out more on this podcast?
No, but just like boys like don't understand what's going on. So then I think they're just scared of it.
Yeah, I think that would be the exact answer.
Yeah, 100%. Well, because I remember, I think it was literally last period, I was like, oh, like this is actually how much, like I didn't show you a tampon or anything, but like I think I described to you in, I can't remember what the metaphor was of like, this is how much blood actually comes out over the entire span of the week and it's like literally nothing. And I think guys, because they have no education, think that it's like fucking the—
You almost said etiquette.
Etiquette.
Which would have been a nice and—
They don't have either, no education, no etiquette. And they think that it's just like the Red Sea's just like parting and just in their face.
I love that you went to a biblical reference for that.
I feel like I've heard someone reference period stuff and compare it to the Red Sea's. Sea? One sea, two seas. Does it become two when it splits?
Oh, no, that's a good question. No.
It's just one sea.
It's just one sea, yeah.
And it splits.
Yeah.
Got it.
Only when Moses is there.
Right.
And says, let my people go.
Right. And then we split the period.
Yeah, we split it.
Split the period.
That's what happened in Exodus. Or is it Genesis? I can't remember. Anyway, so yeah, I think that the problem is this. Education in general, especially for guys that like things that are uncomfortable, we immediately go, we make it a joke. We make it like—
either totally.
We pretend like we don't care. And it's a joke and you're lame if you do care and all this shit. And it would be very different if it was like, hey guys, you don't actually have to learn this and not all good if you don't want to. The problem is, of course, then, you know, the dudes that do understand how this works and like eventually can figure out how to, you know, get girls off and finish, they're gonna be the ones that, you know, obviously like actually have girls. But if you're too fucking cool and you don't care or whatever, hang on over there. And as opposed to just like, you will learn about periods, you will learn how they're important to you. It's just like, there needs to be a different like dynamic and tone brought to the scenario. And I think like health in general is like, hey, I'm gonna force you watch a human life come out of this vagina versus like, hey, this is something where like, if you don't pay attention here, you will not know this conversation until you either go seek it out later on or you just won't know forever and you're gonna look like a fucking idiot.
But I feel like that's dangerous though when there's no education. Like
totally, but I just think like some people don't like being force-fed things that they're uncomfortable with. They need to like be like come to it, you know?
I feel like there's probably a baseline here where we need like a 101 class here. So like cuz I know that if I was like, Jeremy, I need you to go buy this kind of tampons, this kind of panty liner and this kind of like pain medication and this kind of water bottle, like I know that you would come back with every option possible under the sun and like our support. Like it's just that like I wish there was a 101 class to be like, this is how, like, this is why, this is how, and this is how much, and this is—
I think generally speaking, there's a lot of things like that we prioritize because around standardized testing, in high school, in college?
I would like period 101 standardized testing for all men.
For everyone. I think we should all understand how humans work.
I agree.
And like, I don't remember a damn thing when it comes to the periodic table of elements and chemistry and fucking calculus. I don't remember because you know what? I don't have to deal with it.
The hypotenuse.
What is that? A plus B, A squared plus B squared.
Yeah. No, wait, is it? That's the Pythagorean
Pythag.
Theorem.
Yeah. Oh, Pythag?
A little Pythag theorem. Theorem. Oh my God. We know a lot of things, but that ain't it.
Literally, like, just the amount, I needed to do like about a half dozen equations in my life. And I don't feel like I'm stupid at math. In fact, I think I'm better than half people at math and business.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So if you're bad at geometry and you're bad at proofs.
The fuck's a proof?
A proof in
what's
geometry?
What's a proof?
Hell. It's hell. That's what it is.
I took geometry. I wonder what we call in Canada.
Really? You don't have proofs?
What the fuck's a proof?
I was bad at them, so I don't remember.
Okay.
It's like when you have to like literally like walk through the steps of like how you got to what it is that you are saying it is.
Saying what?
A literal proof. What a fucking shape is.
Huh.
I hated geometry. Hated it so much.
Oh my God. I like geometry, but I have no idea what you're talking
terrible.
About.
Terrible. Terrible. Anyway, long story short, I think we should be prioritizing shit that actually matters. And a lot of school, at least from what I remember, wasn't that.
Yeah. I just feel like people don't know. No one agrees on what a priority is. And that's like the issue.
I guess. But also like anything that like are you planning on like, I don't know, living and breathing and existing next to other humans that have other body parts in you?
Right. Yeah. Taxes 101 totally. Could have been super helpful.
Or like, hey, and if you don't want to pay attention or whatever, here are the things and here are the people and here are the places or whatever that, you know, you would need to hire, not just like a figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to a little, well, it's not lighter. This isn't quite lighter. Just less schooly. Mm. How do you deal with a boyfriend cheating on you? I am someone where I don't think that I could come back from that.
Well, that's perfect. My answer then. Like, I think I don't think there's a blanket answer for this.
Oh, definitely not.
Yeah. Cause like some people have the capabilities of getting past it and forgiving and forgetting and like moving on, assuming the other partner, you know, doesn't continually just fuck it up. Some people don't. And like, if you're one of those people that like doesn't have the ability to like let go, why are you trying?
I would die. I think that I know myself enough though that I would never even try.
I don't think you know until you know, but like.
Actually, maybe I would try. Fuck, I don't know.
But generally speaking, I think you would have to like, I think you would need to within your own world, like figure out like until it happens to you, you don't fucking know.
That's true.
So like, I think you would need to like figure out like what you would need to feel comfortable again. And then like, if that falters and wavers, then it's not about like the cheating this and that. It's like, no. You know what? You were the catalyst, but now my brain isn't going to let this happen. Therefore, I'm going to end this on my terms. And I understand that you're trying to do better. I understand that you won't do it again. Fine. This is a me thing now. And you caused it. And here we're at. And that's where we have to go. For some people, though, they're like, let's try it again.
Oh, my God. Oh, that just sounds so... my heart fucking breaks for people who've been cheated on. Shit is so... Because, like, I think about how when you say that's like, okay, like, they were the catalyst, but now, like, I'm here. And it's like, you're only in that position because that person put you there in the first place. And so how can you trust someone when they've said like, oh, I won't do it again. Like, you can trust me. You can trust me. It's like, well, you just like shit on that trust in the first place. So it's like, how do you even begin to rebuild that trust? Like starting from, because they don't, it's just like, it's, I don't know, fuck.
Right. But that's the whole point of what makes love great. Because, you know, you can be vulnerable with someone and allow them to do that to you and they don't, which is why it's so great.
Oh yeah. Fuck yeah. Relationships where people don't cheat. Fuck yeah.
Right.
So fuck yeah.
It goes both ways.
No, totally. Yeah. Totally.
You know, trust is cool.
Trust is pretty sick.
Yeah.
Trust is sick.
Like taking trust for granted is actually a wonderful thing.
Oh yeah. 100%. 100%. Yeah. This is a good question. I actually can't wait. I answered another version of this in my video.
Okay.
Oh my God. Wait, this is going up before that video. So this is like the tee up to.
This one's way better than that one too.
Well, this is the male version of like the answers. And then I give the girl. Okay. Anyway. Do you acknowledge the queef or pretend that it didn't happen?
Didn't happen. Never happened.
It never happened. So the question that I answered was like, is it an appropriate response to laugh at the queef? And
no.
I said, if the girl laughs first, it's okay to laugh. But if the girl does not laugh, you power the fuck through as if nothing happened.
I don't even know what you're talking about anymore.
Ignore the queef. You ignore the queef.
What queef?
We just no queef.
It, I've never experienced one.
You've never experienced a queef.
Have they happened? Yeah. But have I experienced it?
No.
No.
Right. Under the radar.
Yeah.
A silent queef.
Yeah.
No queef to be queefed.
No queef to be quaffed.
No queef to be quaffed.
Yeah.
No quaff to be queefed.
No, I'm not kidding. Like you take that shit to the grave. You're just right.
Would it be the same thing if we were hooking up and you farted, like would we just not acknowledge?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. It's never happened before. Thank God. I would like to stay like that.
Please. I don't have like that. Like I know some dudes just struggle with not being able to regulate.
Just wait like fucking 10 minutes.
Yeah. I just, and like if you, and I, it's 100% of the time that like you call somebody out, like did you have to? And just like, bro, it's not good. Just sitting there. I had to get it out. It's crazy. Like, you had to. Gun to your head. You had to.
Right. Really? You were going to shit your pants if you didn't.
You would have you were going to explode. You were going to be the medical anomaly. You were just going to hyper, just balloon. Really? Huh. Okay, cool. I think that's like that whole category of just like fart jokes or just like being so wildly okay and comfortable with it. I think having a single mom 100% eradicated that behavior from day one.
100%.
There was never a time in my life
my God.
Where I entertained that, nor did I ever feel like, oh, that's actually funny. No.
I really, really love and enjoy that you don't.
Toilet humor in general.
Yeah.
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 Difference. There's a difference between toilet humor and open poop communication. There's a difference there.
I knew that you were going to bring up the OPC.
The OPC. Open.
We got there. Yeah.
Open poop communication. Tough. I think OPC is important.
Hey, listen, I understand that you believe that OPC is important. And
we also had a big OPC last night with six of our friends.
I know. It's as if like it haunts me.
Yeah. You just have to accept it. OPC is something that's part of your life.
Obviously, I have accepted it.
Yeah.
I sit there in silence while you guys sit there and exchange and talk about it. And I go, cool. Great.
Yeah. I think have very much grown to find comfort in it though. Just between us. Not like with, I don't think you'd announce it within friends, but the OPC between us is a two-way highway now.
Old dog, new tricks.
Old dog, new tricks, baby.
Yeah. See, there's hope for everybody.
There's hope for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. And no, it's just not something that I'm like drawn to, but you know, that's something that you like chatting about. So here we are.
I think it's healthy.
I know that you think it's healthy.
I think it's healthy.
Yep.
OPC, baby. Is it wrong to send my partner of 2 years engagement rings? I know so many girls that do this. I want to be very clear that I am not this girl.
Everyone thinks you are.
Everyone thinks I am. I know. And it's so fucking annoying because I am literally not that girl.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem with, you know, having a podcast where we talk about things.
What's your hot take on that?
I think that's a really bad method.
I think so too.
Like it's a bad method.
Yeah. I think it like loads the pressure onto the situation. And like, I think I talked about this one TikTok that went viral of that girl who had a reverse, not like a countdown, like a count up of how many days they hadn't been engaged for. And like, that just gives me the like ickiest feeling ever. Like that's just such like a weird, toxic, high pressure environment that it's like no one enjoys. Like maybe it was just viral for the TikTok and it was like not actually a real thing. But like envisioning that being like a real pattern in their home to like flip up like another day of no ring, another day of no ring. Like, oh God,
I mean like at a certain point in time, you know, if it's been 10 years.
Right.
I maybe just have a communication.
I mean, I think the importance lies more in like, do you both want the same thing? Like, do you both, because there's so many people who are like non-conventional and they don't see the value and it's just not important to them to get married. So I think it's more like the importance lies in like, do you want the same things? Not necessarily like, okay, so how many days and here's my ring size and here's the rock shape that I'd really like. And I'm like a rose gold kind of person, but like gold is okay too, but I lean more rose gold.
Yeah, see all that, Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't think that, I mean, and I know some dudes are dense for sure, but like, that's not going to be the way to like, oh, well now that I know what ring she wants, I'll go buy one. Good
Wait,
fucking luck.
That's not how that fucking works. Wait, so what do you like?
It's like if you sent me pictures of dudes with six packs all day, like that is not the way for me to go get fucking.
Forget.
Yeah. I'm like, nah.
that like.
You know what I'd say? I said, these look great.
I literally, my brain didn't even, I was like, why would you want to look at six pack? Like
exactly.
I didn't even get there.
I wouldn't. Or if you just send me pictures, old pictures of me when I looked really, really like in shape, just like,
He was great.
Yeah, he was great. Good. Nice jawline.
Yeah, great.
Look at this guy though. What's up, Pillsbury?
What does a girl do though if like, okay, so just say that we were dating and
okay.
you had Which, garbage.
Okay, so in real quick.
So in this metaphor,
we are dating. Okay.
So what though?
Ew, go ahead.
Thanks, yeah. babe. Really feeling the love over here. If we were dating and uh-huh. you had trash ass style, you know okay. what I mean? Like you had garbage style and like you didn't know how to read like into, I'm trying to find the right word. Like what if
you were dating and you were total fucking bullshit? Like you sucked. You just didn't have a brain.
Like I think about how I know some girls who like literally are dating the best guy ever, but they just don't know. Like if you were like, oh, could you pick out a hoodie for your girlfriend? And they would just pick out the ugliest, like bullshit ass hoodie that you've ever seen. And you're like, how can you be so nice and love your girlfriend so much and so in tune and spend so much time with them? But like, that's what you thought they would like. Like okay. I feel like so many girls live in fear of like there being this whole thing and like a taboo around like, oh, like I have to wear the ring that they get me because they picked it out. Symbol of love, blah, 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 blah. And so like, what would you tell the girl who has that? I want to be very clear that I am not the girl that's scared of you picking out something bad at some point if we were to cross that bridge.
You got to remember, I've done this before.
Super love that for me.
Yeah, you're welcome. I got the kinks out.
Practice round.
Yeah. what's the question here?
Like what's the middle ground between a girl showing their significant other what they want without being like, I want this to try and plant a seed of wanting to get engaged? I feel like there's a difference between being like, here are the styles and colors that I like, if you don't trust them to go do that, versus like,
I got you, ready?
Okay.
You're the guy, I'm okay. the girl. You ready?
Yeah.
Babe.
Yeah, babe.
Oh my God. I'm sitting in the craziest conversation today with one of my friends, Becca. You know Becca, right? Becca?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, yeah. So Becca, I was talking to Becca and like, she was saying that like, the engagement ring that she got from her, you know, from Jeff. Yeah. She was saying how she like doesn't like it. And like literally it's like, she loves Jeff so much, like wants to be with him forever. And like, she told him that like she would prefer to get a different ring and a style, and he got like really mad at her. Isn't that so, so really like crazy and sad? Like, I know you would never do that with me, right? And the guy's gonna go, No, I would never.
I want you to get something that you love.
And you go, I know, like, I totally do. And like, I know that you like know what I want and everything too. Like, and if you didn't, like, I know you'd ask me like that. Like, I had to tell somebody. That's how you do that. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Yeah. You play games with their mind. Mm. No, but like, I think you just need to, introduce the idea that
there's a possibility,
but yeah. also that if he doesn't know, not to guess. Because if you put it out there that some other guy's being a little bitch mm-hmm. for being how this guy could potentially be,
right.
it'll be in his mind is like, well, I definitely don't want that.
Yeah, don't want to fuck up like Jeff did.
Exactly. Fuck Jeff.
You don't want to be Jeff.
Nothing's wrong with Becca. It's Jeff.
It's Jeff.
Yeah.
Fuck Jeff.
How do you feel about that role play?
That's good. That's good. Yeah. I feel as if the boyfriend, I didn't really get them any lines, but that's okay. We don't need to continue, but I wish that I very much was the second tier character in the.
I know that you don't actually like doing the whole. You didn't really. I know you didn't want to participate.
Yeah.
It was more like I had to sign you a role.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how I would handle it anyway. Yeah.
Fuck Jeff.
Yeah.
Next question.
Yeah.
Ooh, here's a good one. How do you do the sex? I can't wait to hear the.
How
the
do you birds, do the sex?
The birds and the bees talk from Mr. Jeremy Lewis right here.
When an individual loves another individual.
I knew that's where it was going to start.
How do you do the sex? You just go ahead and hop on over to pornhub.com.
But make sure you go to a category that's like realistic.
And type in popular with women.
Oh yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah. That's the one.
And then make sure your VPN is on and you were just.
Or just clear your history.
Clear that history up.
Yeah, clear that browser history.
Done.
How to do the sex.
Yeah.
101.
Yeah. And or mind you, when you're headed into that scenario and you don't know what you're doing, just ask them, what do you like? Cool.
Say that one more time.
When you're headed into that situation,
uh-huh.
like what turns you on? Ask them.
Oh, no. I think they like physically don't understand how P go in V.
Or P go in B.
Or P go in B.
Or V go on V.
Or V on V. Or P to P.
Or whatever else.
Yeah. No, I think it's more like a physical question. Because I also like growing up, like after I learned like what sex was, I was like, I don't understand how things line up.
I can assure you after a few tries.
You figure it out.
But I'm saying even in the real world, a few tries in, I was like, I don't know if I read the right materials because this shit did not work.
the materials that yeah. No, 100%. I fully agree.
I was like, I feel like there's like a compatibility issue here.
No, 100%.
Yeah.
Right. Cause like I thought here. So like.
Go on.
From the books that my mom gave me, it was like.
Okay.
Like for heterosexual sex, right?
You're so heteronormative.
You're so heteronormative. I know.
I know all your friends are gay and literally every single guy you know is gay, but you guys are so heterosexually normative.
So the V was facing down.
Yes.
And so this is facing this way and the okay. P was facing out. And so I was like, how put P in V when facing not right way?
Yeah. So you learned English after your first sex too. Yeah. Got it.
But you know what I mean? Like if both humans angles. Are
laying, I get it.
You know, it's the angles, but they don't describe that to you.
Listen, when I was in the back seat of a Honda Civic in a Walmart parking lot in Rockford, Illinois, and she got fucking, I don't even know, 16, 17. Uh-huh. It wasn't good.
It was not good.
Yeah, wasn't good.
It was not good.
Also, people don't understand the struggle in California because when you're in fucking Northern Illinois in, you know, November, December, it's freezing your tits off. So you got the heat on in the car, but then you get fucking hot as fuck because you're in that. And but then if you just turn it off.
Okay, but I counter with you there that we had basements. People in California don't have basements. I feel like I'd love to see what the percent of people, of teenagers, like on like the East and like Midwest who lost their virginity in a basement.
I think the vast majority of my pre-college sex, basement.
In a basement.
Yeah.
It's always the basement.
And you know what else is in basements? Kitty litter. You know what else is in basements? Ew. Fucking just like boxes. You know what else is in basement? Gross shit. You know what else is in basement? Everything that's right below somebody's parents.
Romantic.
It is so fucking, it's hard to be a teenager.
It's so hard to be a teenager.
And if your answer is, well, then don't have sex. Okay, well, fine, Brenda, you boring ass bitch.
Brenda should date Jeff.
What are we going to do when we find out our kids having sex?
Just die. I don't know.
I'm sending you in.
I'm not mentally prepared for that.
I'm sending you in.
I think it would depend on.
Boy or girl, 100%.
What?
Boy or girl, 100%.
Boy or girl, you're sending me in no matter what?
No. I'm saying if it's a girl, I'm going to pretend like it doesn't exist until she's married.
Right.
With three kids.
Right. That's always the joke.
And then at three kids, I'm going to say, I think it's time we talk about. Yeah.
Okay. What do you think about a boyfriend that always asks to split up the bill?
I think my answer's changed on this.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I think like my toxic masculinity of the youth and even like growing up with a mom, I think she would tell me, don't go on a date you can't afford to pay for.
Oh, Donna.
But I don't know if that's because I'm a guy or because that's just the way she wanted me to act.
Right.
And I used to agree with that. And I still do. But I think at any point in time, someone asks you to split the bill, I think, again, I assume this is like on a first date or first couple of dates.
Didn't get any context.
See, the thing is like, even right now in my mind, okay, maybe this is just like my age showing. Like I would, if someone asked me at the end of the night to split the bill, I would, whether I'm incorrect or not, I think I am wrong. I would assume that the date did not go well or that they wanted to make sure that like, I would think that they were trying to prove a point. By asking it. And I know damn well, as I'm removing myself from that scenario, that's not necessarily the case. They might just split the bill. But in my head, I'm already going to that space of like, no, I'm paying with the bit. Like, don't worry about it. I got this. So I think the mature answer that I actually believe in, that I want to believe in, that I think is the correct answer is that's okay. But I know that there would be some part of me that would just be like, why? Like I would almost rather her like me come back for the bathroom and have it already been paid than like, hey, let's split this.
Right.
A date split doesn't, I'm also someone, I don't like splitting things. I would much rather, I'll get this one, you get the next one. I'll get this one, you get the, like with my friends and everything. The idea of splitting things to me is just like, I think someone should just like pick it up and just like, that's how friendships roll. The splitting thing is, I can't get around it.
I can't, I know. But even though, I can see you try. I can see the wheels
even though,
turning.
Even though like, I can objectively say there's nothing wrong with that. And I fully support anyone who wants to do that at any of their dates, totally. I just know in my head, I would literally think I fucked up somewhere along the line and they wanted to make sure that I knew that this was a friendship thing and it was not a date.
Gonna be honest, I went on a really bad date, that breakfast date that I went on from like a Tinder dude and I split, I was insistent that we split the bill. There it is. So not to reinforce, but it reinforces.
But.
But.
Tinder is not for breakfast dates.
Tinder is not for fucking breakfast dates. And I learned that the hard way.
Yeah. So
yeah, that was that. Tough. It was yeah. tough.
Like had we started on a breakfast date, we wouldn't be here.
You don't think?
No, no way.
I'm a great breakfast date.
Yeah, you are. I'm not. I'm not a good breakfast date.
So I do this thing when I eat pancakes where I cut up all my pancakes first and then put syrup on them. So I just think it's more efficient.
And when Lauren says she just says that she cuts pancakes, every dish that Lauren gets ever, the moment, and I don't care if we're in a McDonald's or in a Michelin 5-star restaurant, the food is put down. They say, everyone careful, your plate's really hot. Lauren immediately touches the plate, forgets that she says that, goes, oh my God, no. And then she cuts up the entire meal in little squares. So that she only has to use her fork to just put it in your mouth like you would your toddler with her peas.
Tell me that is not the most efficient way to enjoying your food. Like, it's just like you just cut it all up because then you can enjoy. Because like before, it's like you cut, you eat, you got to switch fucking hands and then you got a fucking knife and then you got to put your shit down. And if you want to switch hands again for the fork, or it's like, or you maybe can take the risk of using the left-hand fork and missing your mouth and being embarrassing.
Yeah.
So Where how did we get here? How the fuck did we get here?
You went on a tangent about pancakes after a breakfast Tinder date.
Oh, right. Would you still go on a second date with me if I did the pancake thing on our first date?
We would never have a pancake date for a first date. We would never have a breakfast. I would never have made that mistake.
Okay.
Never.
I think with splitting the check too, it is totally different when you've been in a relationship for a long time. Because like there's just no world where I think, well, maybe this is just me. In my world, there's no world where I would expect you to pay for every single check that we ever get out in public. Like that just seems stupid.
You pay or I pay. There's never a time
where we just let's split it.
Have we ever done that?
Yeah, no, we've never done that. I can't even think of a single time.
I don't know why we would do that.
Right. Because it's more difficult. So it's like, what are you trying to prove by making it more difficult? Like where does the convenience lie in that? Because it's not like physically more convenient.
Right. Well, also, did you both order the same amount of things?
Oh my God. I think it's so funny when people are like, so I only had like a few chips and the guac and I didn't have any tacos. And so can we make sure that like when we split it into six, that my six is actually much smaller?
And
I know a rich person who did that once. And I was like,
I was going to say, here's the thing. Anybody that I know that like I am aware of their financial situation and it is a burden for them to pay for whatever it is, I'm on a date then. You know what I mean? I will pick up there. That's not a problem. Mm-hmm. I would rather just like, let me just get this one. Mm-hmm. Or even give them the next one. Why don't you get the next one? Mm-hmm. Even if you know, lie to everybody. It's okay.
Lie to everyone.
But it's okay. Like allow me to do you this because one day you might be able to do it for me and I can't. Like just do it. The whole like, now if they insist, that's one thing. But just like, if you're going to insist on paying and someone's offered to pay for you, why don't you just let them pay for the fucking thing?
Oh my, it's so awkward when someone like insists and then you go back and forth forever and ever and ever and ever.
I just, at the end of a meal or end of anything, like the idea of like doing math to figure all that shit out.
Oh my God, yeah.
Because to me, if you're doing math, you're not among friends.
That's such a good point. Yeah. That's like the rich bitch with the guac.
That shit would drive me up a wall.
Yeah.
And also like that's the last time I'm going to date with that person.
Okay. This is like a similar question and I just lost it. Okay. Here we go. I'm the main breadwinner in my household. She's a female and my boyfriend is only semi okay with it. Tips.
Idiot. You got the best deal in the world and you're fucking it up.
Is it like, it's a toxic masculinity thing, right?
I mean, it's a society issue.
It's a society thing.
This is a society issue. Yeah. Like and maybe it's because like my mom paid for everything.
Yeah.
That I'm not as like concerned with this. Cause like, here's the thing. I don't view anybody else's success greater or lesser than mine.
Right.
As a detriment to mine.
Right.
Like whether I'm correct or not, I genuinely believe that like, I am a successful person and that I am going to continue to be successful. Mm-hmm. And if I have struggles or if things are not going well, that's not going to stop me from continuing to figure out how to like better myself. Mm. And that's what I'm concerned with.
I think our generation is slowly kind of crushing that societal norm.
Well, also I can imagine if it was the 1970s and women were half the time not even like allowed to do certain jobs or if they did, it was looked down upon.
Like, I feel like the pay gap, although still like very present, I feel like everything's starting to close and
right.
Like the narrative is starting to.
Totally. But also like, I guess my thought would be, I'd be offended if I thought to myself, Well, actually, it's even funnier when you think about it, because like any dude who thinks I have every reason in the world to be more financially stable and successful than this female, and I'm still not, and that's why I'm upset about it. It's like, oh, that's a big personal problem. Mm. I think now we're just dealing with this like hangover stupidity of the idea where there needs to be a breadwinner, and that breadwinner should be assigned to any specific person. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And maybe it's just like the city and us talking, but like, there's a good chance that one of us falls on our ass at some point in time, mm-hmm. pretty bad. Mm-hmm. And
Shoddy, not me.
I hate to tell you, statistics would say it'll be
it's
you.
Gonna be me.
But like, you know what I mean? But like, I can't imagine. Maybe it's just like where I went to school and like the Southern mentality of just the old how it is and how it's been and how it's going to be. Mm. But I genuinely think that that person has just been in an environment that has cultivated an ass backwards perspective on how it should and shouldn't work. And it'd be one thing if like she was flaunting and taunting him.
Right. Or that's a totally different scenario.
Or he was, maybe he's surrounded by a bunch of friends where they're all the breadwinner and mm-hmm. she's the outlier and they like make fun of him. Like it's an insecurity, but like, right. I don't know. The whole thing is insecurity. Like there's no world where he's upset about it and not comfortable with it. And it's not some form of insecurity. And that's mm-hmm. just the way he's funneling it. But like, bro, you got the fucking best deal in the world. Shoddy makes more. Hell yeah.
Shoddy makes more. Appreciate her.
That doesn't take any thing away from you, big guy.
Big guy. And then our finale question.
Yes.
Why are all men trash?
You know, babe.
So their words, not mine. You know what? She did say part two. She's like, where do I find myself a Jeremy? Because Jeremy's not trash.
Well, so as the one male in the world and who's not trash.
Yeah.
I'll let you know when I have a son and he's yours.
Well.
No.
Why
almond trash? I mean, realistically, if I'm trying to answer that even remotely serious, I wonder how long it's going to take for guys to have, like the narrative of men are trash, mm-hmm. I think has been a narrative since at least I can remember, mm-hmm. but I don't know if it was a narrative much before that, like people were actually saying it and meant it and was a conversation that was being had.
Well, no, because I feel like a lot of women just accepted the reasons why we now think men are trash.
Totally.
You know what I mean? It's right.
And mind you, if we lived in a time where like our friends who were guys were being like drafted to war and come back just shell shocked.
Right.
Well, I feel like you'd be like, yo, they're just trash. Like it's okay. Like this awesome shit. Like I think you would like make exceptions and like you would forgive them.
That's not a trash situation
right.
at all.
Or yeah. like, hey, it's the literal Great Depression and like you had 10 kids. So mom's at home with the hardest job in the world. Mm-hmm. And the man just is like in a constant downward spiral because
I think they're more referring to like the fuck boy. No, but what
I'm
cheating.
Totally. What I'm saying is like, it would be one thing if that were the case.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Right. Like I understand where like all men are trash and have been trash. Like I'm not going to tell anybody who like came back from like extenuating circumstances that like, you just figured out and be a better person. What I am saying is like, generally speaking, dudes, we don't have it like that bad in the world anymore. Like generally, unless you're from a third world country who's struggling with something, like I think you can just move your expectations for yourself up, guys, and stick to that.
And there you have it. That's the advice to hopefully make men a little less trash.
I think it was a little bit more men than it was anything else. But yeah, I just think that guys should have a higher standard for themselves. And I think women should know what the standard they're willing to accept for themselves and don't waver mm-hmm. and just move on from somebody who's not meeting that for them.
I saw the craziest TikTok that made me.
Tell me about the craziest TikTok.
That I saw. So at first it was like, oh shit, this is so fucking funny. And then I saw someone's reply to it who is like a psychologist. And so basically it was actually sent to my parents because we had a similar issue in our family where my mom was always working like crazy hours. And so she would send my dad to the grocery store every Friday to do the groceries.
Right.
And so my mom has some trash ass handwriting. It's real bad.
Is it worse than mine?
Oh my God. Yeah. 100%.
Your mom's handwriting is worse than mine.
My mom's handwriting is atrocious.
No way. Gail.
She could be a doctor. She could be a doctor. It's so bad. Like illegible. Like it is insane. So anyway, so my dad and I would go grocery shopping.
I love that for us.
Every Friday. And like him and I would just be, you know, like just trying to make out what these freaking letters and words were and try and just do our best in grocery shopping. And so
this doesn't sound like a Bonnie experience.
It was like asking store people, like, what do you think this says?
Right.
Like what, if you were to take your best guess,
I
what
see
do you think
a
this
number
says?
And a letter. What is that?
Right. So what yogurt do you think this means?
Got it. And she didn't type it.
Well, I wasn't, it wasn't the times that we would like hook up our printer to go do that.
Got it. Okay.
So anyway, so that was like our family's thing. And that was more just like my dad and I trying to decipher my mom's handwriting. But in this TikTok, it was this, this wife who would do this crazy, like, so first she would print out and cut images of every item and paste it onto a piece of physical paper. So like if she needed Chobani strawberry yogurt, she would cut out a picture that was like literally fucking like 3 inches big and put it on a piece of paper and be
Activia
like,
vanilla yogurt.
Yes, we need 4 of these. And then on a separate sheet, it was a map of the grocery store drawn out, and she would color code exactly where in the grocery store he would be able to find it. It was crazy.
Okay.
It was crazy. And so like, would Greg have appreciated that when we were like, when we were struggling? Like, yes, but more for the clarity and what we were trying to find, and less about like the stupidity of like, where do I find yogurt?
Okay.
Like in a cereal aisle? Like, no, dumb fuck. And so anyway.
Jesus.
So no, but I'm, wait, just wait, just wait. I'm getting to this. So she made this like crazy graph and everyone was like, oh my God, like that's so funny. And everyone in the comments was like, oh, at this point I'd just be like, fuck it, I'll do it myself. Fuck it, I'll do it myself. And so the psychologist made this response, and it was basically like, so what he's doing here is that he is making it seem, he is setting the bar so low for himself that anytime that he does something that's, you know, a little bit good, he's setting his future self up for major success and appreciation from his wife, because he is setting the bar so low to show that he struggles with the like simplest task of figuring out where the yogurt is, and forcing her to then do more work to compensate for his lack of effort in trying to problem solve. And I was like, my brain just fucking exploded, because it was just like a funny thing that like, oh, like he like can't figure out the grocery store. Then I'm like, he can fucking figure out the grocery store. He's a grown ass man. There's no reason why you can't figure out where the fucking yogurt is.
Use your voice.
What?
Use your voice. Hey, where's the yogurt?
Oh, they're telling me to use my voice. And I was like, I'm pretty sure I just went on a tangent for like 5 minutes. Yeah,
you're using your voice. We heard your voice. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I was like, oh my God. And then I started like spiraling through my own relationships. And I was like, holy shit. I was like, I have absolutely fallen victim to this before, where like I have to overcompensate because they've lowered their bar. Oh my God. I just like, is what I'm saying making sense?
Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense.
Oh my God. I couldn't believe it. I was like, holy fucking shit. I was like, this is so goddamn true. I'm sure so many men do this, and not just men specifically. Like that was just the example in like the TikTok. I'm sure lots of partners do that, and they like build themselves out to be like this incompetent, just like me, I can't find the yogurt.
You does that in our house?
Who? Bubbies.
Moose.
Bubbies does that. Oh my God, Bubbies, that's
you. And guess what you do every time?
I overcompensate to help Bubbies.
You conform.
But he's a baby.
You conform. Yep, see?
He's a baby.
Can I get away with that shit?
But Bubbies can't use his voice.
Bubbies does use his voice.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I need help.
Yeah.
My wobbler is stuck underneath the chair.
Yeah. I will say voice. Though, I do think that you being needed by Bubbies is an important part of your mental health.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I need Bubbies and Bubbies needs me.
Yeah. So can I start being needier?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well. I'm going to send you that TikTok every time I feel like you're
lowering the bar for myself.
Lowering the bar for yourself.
Got it.
And I was like, God damn. I was like, men are stupid, but not that stupid, because he is setting his future self up
like on National Geographic when like they're like narrating and like, and the man will play stupid so that the woman will do this for him. Yes. And it's like, oh my God. And I was like,
oh my God.
3 brain cells and they're all firing.
And they're all firing in sync.
So if you're at home and your mom is, you know, like, I just generally think that people should set their standards for themselves. And if their partners aren't reaching them, have a like honest conversation about that.
Yeah.
And if they still don't read them, reach them.
Gotta go.
Bitch, move.
Bitch, move on.
On.
Bitch, move on.
We're going to New York this weekend. There's going to be a ton of fucking cute content. Lauren looks hot as hell in a tennis skirt. I highly recommend, if you have a chance to check it out, please do. Except for, not if you find it on Reddit, you weirdos. Knock that shit off. And
Blankets, September 21st. $60 plus shipping. Honestly, should be more.
Is it not too late to change that higher so we make some money?
Well, I mean, I feel like at the beginning of the episode, we already said 60, so we probably should stick with 60.
Are you sure it's 60?
It's 60.
Okay, well, there's that.
Oh, maybe like 70 if you're putting it
to. And then not this episode, but the one after that, we'll have a little bit of a new set design.
Yeah?
Mildly, yeah.
Hopefully. Someone messaged me and they're like, why the fuck do you not turn the Wild Till 9 sign on?
Because it sounds like this. Like in the microphone, there's like
it's like the most high pitch, like the neon sound or whatever of like the whatever runs through this.
The frequencies that it puts out, this tries and counteracts it with the fucking
I know,
gate.
And it's so sad because it's so cute. And like, why have a neon fucking sign if it can't be neon?
I don't know. Physics. That's why. Latvia, it has been a fucking pleasure as always. We will see you next week on Wild Till 9.
Doobie doobie doo 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 doo
doo doo. That's
doobie doobie doo doo doo.
Wait.
Oh, is this the Bubby send off?
Bye, Latvia.
Bye, Latvia.
Wait, hold on.
I'm Bubby.
Bye, guys.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scars. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.